A distinctive voice will be coming out of Carnegie Hall tomorrow night. The group Anthony and the Johnsons has been championed by Lou Reed, Boy George, and Rufus Wainwright, and it's wrapping up a national tour at Carnegie Hall. Lead singer and songwriter Anthony has been profiled in the New York Times Magazine and last month won Britain's Mercury Prize, a prestigious award in rock music, beating out popular favorites like Coldplay. And yet in today's electronic hip-hop-driven pop, Anthony's ghostly gospel-influenced sound could not be more different. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me. When I die, will I go?
With this voice, Anthony, that's all he goes by, stops you in your tracks. And that's partly his goal. He likes performing in rooms that are created to observe silence, as he puts it. On his recent tour, he played mid-sized theaters, a woman's club, and churches.
Churches are kind of a space where we can think more expansively or sort of check our pedestrian worries at the door and start to dream a little bit about why we're here or what we're doing and how we feel about how we feel.
Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free, nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost on the horizon when I go to bed. How can I fall asleep?
Anthony was born Anthony Hegarty in England, moved with his family to California when he was 10, attended Catholic elementary school, and then a performing arts high school. When he was a teenager, Boy George was at the height of his popularity. The androgynous pop star made a huge impression on Anthony because, he says, Boy George was beautiful, soulful, feminine, and vulnerable.
What he was a 19-year-old boy with his heart on his sleeve. And a very specific experience informing that wasn't really spoken about. There wasn't really dialogue to frame that kind of an experience in 1981 or 82. But any child of between 7 and 37, it was like a lighthouse. When George sang, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? That was a very resonant moment in culture for a certain kind of person.
A certain kind of person conflicted about his or her sexual identity and looking for a role model. After attending New York University, Anthony became a fixture on Manhattan's Lower East Side as a gay artist active in the neighborhood's alternative cabaret theater scene. David Frick is senior editor of Rolling Stone magazine.
The scene that he comes from it's so far underground, you can't take the subway there. It's a real special place, and it's really for people who feel that they are outcasts.
Frick points out that Anthony's been popular for a while in New York's underground arts world. But once he started focusing on his music, he attracted big names like Lou Reed and Rufus Wainwright. The New York Times Sunday Magazine did an in-depth profile. In September, he won the Mercury Prize, a respected Album of the Year award given by a panel of journalists, artists, and others in the music industry in the UK. That officially elevated Anthony to next big thing status. The press, mainstream and alternative, started writing more profiles, and reviews of Anthony's CD, I Am a Bird Now.
Long road for you, and I've been your slave. My womb's an ocean full of grief, then rage.
David Frick says Anthony's roots might be in alternative theater, but he's also inspired by punk and pop and good old-fashioned American soul and jazz, like Nina Simone and Otis Redding.
You don't hear Otis Redding's very masculine, gruff delivery in Anthony's voice, but you can hear the way he connects with the soul in those great Otis records like Pain in My Heart and Try a Little Tenderness. You know, Anthony's range is much different. His presence and delivery are practically from another planet, but it's still soul music.
And I feel your feet. And I know it's out of love. feel the wheel, and I know it's out of love.
The lyrics to some of Antony's songs are painful to hear. This song, Fistful of Love, is about a physically abusive relationship. The victim forgives the abuser by saying he knows the violence is being done out of love. When he wrote it, Antony says he was thinking about a whole history of tormented love songs. In particular, he was listening to a 1956 recording of Billie Holiday's Live at Carnegie Hall.
I'd rather my man would hit me than for him to jump up and quit me. It ain't nobody's business if I do.
It ain't nobody's business if I do, she sings that line. I won't call no copper if I get beat up by my papa. Ain't nobody's business if I do. And I was thinking, gosh, is that the birth of punk? Right there on the stage of Carnegie Hall. Billie Holiday being so hardcore. So much more hardcore than I could ever be in Fistful of Love.
Antony and the Johnsons are getting their own turn at Carnegie Hall on Thursday night, and the show is nearly sold out. Antony's personality doesn't necessarily match the bleakness of his songs, and he's even considering doing more upbeat material.
My grandmother always told me that I needed to write some happier songs, and that's something I'm really working on.
You are my sister, we were born.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
So innocent, so full of need. There were times we were friends, but times I was so...
You can listen to more songs by Antony and the Johnsons at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I was so afraid of the night.